And an evolving story, a breaking story this morning. A presidential spokesman says a coup is in progress in the Islamic Republic of Mauritania. That's a northwest African country of 3.3 million people. It's next door to Senegal and one of the few Islamic countries with diplomatic ties to Israel. Reports indicate that guards have put President Sidi Abdullahi under house arrest in the capital. For more, we're turning now to James Reed, who reports for our partner, the BBC World Service at the Africa desk. James, thanks for being with us. And what have you learned so far about this developing story?
Well, events are clearly moving very quickly in the Mauritanian capital, Nouakchott. But it's clear now that President Abdullahi has been detained by members of his own presidential guard and is being held in the presidential palace. There are a lot of troops on the streets of the capital, but there's been no reports of any fighting. And just in the last few minutes, the army has issued a statement confirming that it has removed the president from power and saying that it has formed a state council that will govern. Now, the army said the first act of this state council will be to overturn a presidential decree issued this morning by which the president fired the top army commanders. Now, clearly, it was that decision to fire the military top brass that triggered this coup, although we can speculate that the president may have been acting in anticipation of a move against him when he tried to get rid of them.
You know, the Associated Press is reporting just this moment that the chief of the presidential guard has declared himself the leader of the junta. Do you have that information?
That's right, yes. And this is one of the men the president tried to dismiss this morning. So clearly the army commanders, rather than accept losing their jobs, have decided to take power themselves. But this follows a growing political crisis in Mauritania. President Abdullahi is, in fact, the country's first ever democratically elected president since independence from France in 1960.
And that was just last year, right?
That's right, yes. And those elections were organized by the army as part of a process of democratic transition, which was widely welcomed internationally. But he's failed, really, to form an effective coalition government. Just on Monday, half the members of parliament in his party quit the party, saying that he was ruling too much as like a dictator. Coupled with that, although Mauritania is now one of Africa's newest oil producers, he's really struggled to meet the rising expectations of the population, who expected to see more economic benefit from that. Coupled with that, rising food prices on world markets have made life very difficult for people in Mauritania, which is a very poor country and which imports almost all its food.
I mean, James, that seems like a very short period of time for him to attain all of those goals that you just laid out. The timing is really striking in that it was August 3rd, 2005, almost 3 years ago to this day, that there was a coup that brought the military back into power, for whom those leaders then set forth this democratic process last year that they've now taken back.
That's right, yes. It looks like a return to the bad old days of Mauritanian politics, really, and will be very disappointing to lots of people inside the country and outside who really hoped that the elections last year marked a turning point and that democracy would really take hold in Mauritania.
Do you know anything about those two top generals that the president had tried to dismiss, but who now apparently look like they've taken charge?
Well, one is the army chief of staff, so the head of the army. The other is the commander of the presidential guard, which in a country like Mauritania with a small army is, in fact, a very important elite unit. These generals are part of the military group which took power in 2005, overthrowing the former president,
right.
President Taya, who'd been in power for nearly two decades. They did that saying they were acting in the best interests of Mauritania, and they began this process of democratic transition and held the elections last year, which, as I say, were the first ever proper internationally recognized democratic elections in the history of the country. So they're really going back now on what they promised and what they'd been trying to deliver over the past few years.
James Reed, many thanks for that update on this developing story. James Reed from the BBC World Service Africa desk. And clearly we'll keep an eye on what's happening in Mauritania as a coup is apparently in progress.